Welcome to Walking with the Lord. Today we are reflecting on John chapter 2 and what it reveals about why Jesus intercedes for us. In John 2, we see Jesus enter the temple courts and find people selling cattle, sheep, and doves. What was meant to be a sacred space for worship had become a marketplace. So Jesus made a whip, overturned tables, and drove the merchants out. At first glance, this moment can feel intense. However, when we look more closely, we see that his actions were not uncontrolled anger. Instead, they were righteous zeal. Jesus cared deeply about the holiness of his Father's house. Then, when questioned about his authority, Jesus said something powerful. He said, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." He was not speaking about the physical building. He was pointing to his own body. Even in that moment, he was foreshadowing his death and resurrection. But John closes the chapter with another important detail. It says that Jesus did not need anyone to testify about mankind, because he knew what was in each person. That truth is both comforting and sobering. Jesus knows our hearts. He knows our motives. He knows our struggles. Nothing about us is hidden from him. And yet, Scripture tells us something even more beautiful. Although Jesus is fully God, he became fully human. Philippians tells us that he did not cling to his divine privileges. Instead, he humbled himself. Because of that humility, Jesus experienced hunger, rejection, sorrow, loneliness, and pain. He felt temptation. He understood grief. Isaiah says that he took up our pain and bore our suffering. So when we say that Jesus intercedes for us, we are not speaking about someone distant. We are speaking about someone who truly understands. Romans 8 tells us that Christ Jesus died, was raised to life, and is now at the right hand of God interceding for us. Think about that. Right now, Jesus stands before the Father on your behalf. But why does he intercede for us? First, because he loves us. We were created in the image of God. We were crowned with glory and honor. Yet through sin, humanity became separated from him. Even so, John 3 verse 16 reminds us that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Although we were far from him, God moved toward us. Hebrews explains that because we are flesh and blood, Jesus shared in our humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of death. He became like us in every way so that he could be a merciful and faithful high priest. That means when you struggle, he understands. When you are tempted, he understands. When you are weary, he understands. And because he understands, he intercedes with compassion. The Bible also tells us in 1 John that if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the Righteous One. An advocate speaks on behalf of another. Jesus does not simply forgive and step back. He represents us. Romans says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So his intercession is not reluctant. It flows from love. It flows from sacrifice. It flows from victory. Now, return to the image of the temple in John 2. Jesus cleansed the physical temple because it had been misused. Today, through his sacrifice, the veil has been torn. The Holy Spirit now dwells within believers. Scripture tells us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, just as Jesus cleared the temple courts, he invites us to examine our own hearts. Are there things we have allowed in that do not belong? This is not about condemnation. It is about transformation. Because Jesus intercedes for us, we approach him with confidence. His advocacy invites repentance, renewal, and restoration. Perhaps you sometimes struggle to believe that God truly loves you. Maybe past mistakes make you feel disqualified. But Romans reminds us that God demonstrated his love while we were still sinners. And nothing can separate us from his love. Not failure. Not weakness. Not fear. Jesus intercedes for us because his love is constant. The life he lived prepared him to represent us perfectly. His death secured our forgiveness. His resurrection secured our victory. And his intercession secures our hope. So today, remember this. You are not alone. You are not forgotten. You are not condemned. Jesus is praying for you. Take a moment and ask yourself, what does it mean that Jesus is interceding for you right now? Allow that truth to reshape how you approach God. Continue walking faithfully and growing deeply in his word at walkingwiththelord.net.